We are chatting this morning with Lynette Boshoff, who's telling us that she's expecting snow this weekend in the Oudtshoorn area. And we're very excited for her. We wish we could be there because we certainly are feeling the effects of the cold here in Cape Town. Lynette, it is such a pleasure to have you with us. Lynette Boshoff from A to Zebra Adventures. A warm welcome to you from Jet Setting with Janet.
Hi, Janet. Thank you so much. I'm so excited, and thank you so much for the opportunity to be part of your podcast and what you do. I've had a look; it's absolutely amazing, and I'm very, very excited to be part of it. And not so
Oh, it's
excited about the snow, though. It's going to be a bit cold.
you just need to find somebody warm and cuddly, Lynette, and then you'll be good to go.
It was that easy, hey.
Yes, I know. Somehow people are kinder during winter, I notice,
Yes, I think
because
yes, I
it is
think
so incredibly cold. So,
absolutely,
Lynette,
yeah.
yours is quite an interesting story. You left school way back in the 90s, so we must be contemporaries, I think. And you had no idea what you wanted to do or where to go and what life was, what direction you were going in. I'd love for you to share that beautiful story with our listeners. Where did you start?
Well, so I was in school. I think like most children, when we leave at the age of 17 or 18, we have absolutely no idea what we want to do. And I just went straight into to work. I thought about doing a nature guiding course or getting involved in nature conservation. And somewhere along the line, somebody spoke a hole in my head, and I decided to just go into corporate and to start working. So yeah, I worked in corporate right from the day that I left school. Got to a stage in my life where I realized I have to have some sort of qualification behind my name. So I started studying. I did a course in, I did a diploma in paralegal studies, and then realized that legal was not the way for me. And then a couple of years later, I was working as a project manager, and I thought, okay, well, business management, that's a great way to go. So I started my degree and I completed that, and then realized that was also not for me. And yeah, it was a fun.
I love how you tampered with very complicated things. Why unclavicle this stuff? Because I mean, legal, paralegal studies, and business management, they're not run-of-the-mill stuff. It's not like pastry chefing or floral arrangements. It's quite
Yes.
complicated.
Don't think I would have been very good at floral arrangements.
But you enjoy a different kind of floral kingdom, and I'm looking forward to chatting to you about that, really. So we
Yes,
went
yes.
from paralegal studies to a BCom in business management, and that you couldn't find your niche. You were still searching, right?
That's right, yes. And it was one day I was coming home from holiday in the Kruger. I love the Kruger. And oh, there's this absolute cloud hanging over my head as I drove back into Johannesburg where I lived. And I just realized that this isn't where I want to be. Like, I have to be out in nature. That is where my passion lies. So I started doing my homework, and I found a place, a company that I could study through part-time, because obviously I still had to work. And yeah, in
Complicated.
2018, I spent the year studying and loved it. Every weekend we were in the bush doing practicals, and yeah, I got my degree. Oh, not a degree, sorry, a diploma. Sorry, not a diploma, man, a qualification. And then yeah, applied for a job, got a job, started working in a private reserve in the Greater Kruger, and then realized I actually wanted to start my own company, which is basically what happened at the end of 2019. And then COVID hit, obviously. So it was the first 2 years was
Yes.
extremely tricky, but we survived it and we are here, and I am absolutely loving it. I really am. I think I found my niche eventually, finally.
Now, I don't think maybe it's my limited knowledge, but when I think of Oudtshoorn, I think of the ostriches, I think of the Glen Karoo Nasionale Kunstefees. I don't think about nature guiding. So you need to educate me about where that is and what you're doing out there.
Okay, no problem. So yes, absolutely. Those are obviously two huge things for our area and our town. But yeah, there's a lot more to it. So to start off with, obviously the big and the obvious one being the Swartberg mountain range and the Swartberg Pass. which is in itself a UNESCO World Heritage Site and is a conservation area. So it's a nature reserve. So we can do hiking in there. We do drives up there. We do Swartberg tours. So we take people up onto the Swartberg mountain, and we just tell them the history. We do in what we call an eco-cultural tour with them. We dabble in the fauna and flora. I do a very specific birding trip up the Swartberg as well. The Swartberg is covered in fynbos, which is extremely obviously special. And there's quite a few endemic birds that spend a lot of time in that vegetation type, you know. So those are extremely special birds. So when we have birders that come through, they want to tick those birds off their lists. So we can take them up the
I
Swartberg.
feel like you have a secret map that we don't even know because we don't see all of this, and you have this insight, and I'm loving that because you really are educating me about what is out there, and I'm so fascinated to hear about your nighttime nature walk because
Yes,
that sounds exceptional.
that's the other side of the coin. We have things we do during the day and things we do at night. Yes. So my nighttime nature walk was also born out of a conversation I was having with a friend of mine. They own a lodge in the Sedgefield area, and we were having a discussion one night. And I mentioned to them that things like scorpions glow in the dark. So she said to me, "Well, why don't we look at putting together some sort of n nighttime nature activity?" And I said, "Oh, brilliant idea." So there we go. Seed was planted.
Phenomenal.
Sorry.
I say it sounds phenomenal.
Yes, absolutely. And and that was it. So what we basically do is we take you out with a black light, and we go and explore the Karoo field at nighttime, or the veld at nighttime. So we don't not only get scorpions, sometimes we find our Karoo toads, our red Romans, they're not really spiders, but we call them red Roman spiders. We often hear the owls and the nightjars at nighttime. Sometimes the bats are flying overhead. So it's all the things that happen at nighttime that we're not really aware of, because we're always at home in our houses, or you know, around
That's what I'm
people.
saying. You're out there, you're experiencing these things that
Absolutely.
it's like nighttime at the museum. You get to see things we don't comprehend. So it's really amazing, and I'm loving this conversation.
Yeah, so it's, I've tried to find things that are a little bit unique and a bit different. Anybody can take a walk in the veld, you know what I mean? But so for me, it's very, I'm very much focused on the smaller things, the little things that we don't always see, and the little things that we have to look for. I do a daytime nature walk as well, and the other day I had a family out with me, and the kids, oh, the little ones just absolutely love it. And we found these little termite nests, and we were watching these little termites up and down, carrying the little sticks and all sorts. And the kids absolutely love it. And then, of course, I pointed out all the spoor from the antelope. And then that was it. Every time we saw a spoor, they stopped. They're like, "Look, here's another spoor. Look, here's another spoor."
Oh.
So we didn't get very far, but oh, it's so much fun. And the enthusiasm that these kids have for nature is just, it just warms my heart.
Phenomenal. And it's so great that you're actually inciting that interest in them, that excitement. Because in doing that, you're creating adventurers for life.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's it. That's the goal. That's what my passion is, sharing my passion with others. I absolutely love it when I walk away and my guests have said to me, "Wow, what a nice experience," or "We had such a lovely day," or "Thank you for sharing your knowledge with us." It just warms my heart, and I just feel then that I've done my part for that person's holiday. I've added value to their holiday, and they are going away feeling better and, you know, happier, and they've learned something, or they've experienced something they would never have done before. So that warms my heart a lot.
That is phenomenal. Now I'm looking forward to hearing some of the fun stories, right? You probably had people propose on one of your trips. You probably had somebody take a tumble or have an epic fight. Please share some of those exciting stories with us.
Well, I've got to think hard now. So I've had one proposal. It was a
Oh.
stargazing evening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the idea was for it was for him to well, I mean, we did all this planning and we got the flowers and the champagne and all of this stuff out. And the idea was is that he was going to arrive with her. Everything was already set out, and he was going to then get down on one knee, propose next to my telescope, and then we were going to do a beautiful stargazing evening under the sky. Anyway, so guess what? Nature has its own way, and of course, it was cloudy. So everything happened. We did the whole thing, the whole proposal, and you did everything like that. And then I said to them, well, I will see you in the next couple of weeks again when we have a nice clear evening and we can actually do your stargazing for you. So I think it was about 6 months later, we were actually able to find a date where the clouds and everything were away, and they were able to, fit in with the schedule and actually come for their stargazing session. So yes, that was that
That
one.
is phenomenal. So he actually held off on this big question for so many months just in order to be able to have the perfect moment. Now, I have a lot of respect for that man.
Yeah, no, he actually did the proposal. He had to do the proposal because he had already done the whole thing, and there was champagne and the flowers and whatever, but we did the actual stargazing. He postponed the proposal for about 3 weeks until we could find a date where the weather looked like it was going to be good, and then
I
it
love
turned
it.
in the last minute. Yeah, so it was very stressful, I have to say. If nothing else, it was extremely stressful for me.
I can imagine. So now
Yes.
you mentioned the bird life to us, but you've also got a strategic alliance with Bird Life South Africa in the Klein Karoo area. Please tell us
Yes.
how that came about and what it means for your business and the partnership.
Sure. So there's two companies that are, from a birding perspective, that I've kind of partnered or slashed aligned with. The first one was Bird Life South Africa. No, sorry. The first one was the Birding Life. So the Birding Life was kind of born also during COVID, and there was a post on Facebook the one day, and they were looking for people to write blogs and things around birding. And I thought, oh, okay, well, I'm not doing anything, I'm sitting at home. So, I contacted him, and slowly the relationship kind of grew out of there, where I'm now actually listed on their sites as their preferred birding guide in the Klein Karoo
Oh,
area.
how phenomenal.
Yeah, so and I mean, it's a relationship that's come quite a long way. It's what now, 4 years, or just over 4 years that we've been running this relationship, and I work really, really well with the guys. They've got a really great platform. It's all about birding, and they basically want to be the place that you go to if you have any birding questions or anything that you if you want to do any birding in an area, then you go to this platform and you get all the information you need. What kind of birds you get there, which accommodation places accommodate birders, and all of that kind of thing. So that is kind of where that one manifested from. And then BirdLife SA was only last year. They approached our tourism office in town and asked if they could come and do a like a presentation. And I was in there. I was like, yes, like, let me go and see what they have to offer. And of course, then I got chatting to the guys, and they were running a project to try and bring more awareness to birding in the Klein Karoo and the Garden Route areas. So obviously, being
Phenomenal. So you were
one.
right. You had built up this collateral in this space, and here was the opportunity because you were right there in the room.
Absolutely. Yep. And that's exactly what happened. And it's all about networking and, being in the right place at the right time, I suppose, as well. But yeah, so I was very, very fortunate. And yeah, so we're growing from strength to strength. They did not an article, but they did a little skit or little in the magazine the other day, which I shared on my social media the other day. I'm very chuffed with myself that I'm in the magazine.
I'm going to go and check it out for sure.
Yeah, so that was really nice. But yeah, so I envision walking quite a long distance with them as well. I had guests the other day that wanted to do birding in the Knysna area, and I mean, I don't know much about birding in the Knysna area, so I got hold of them and I was like, who can I use in the Knysna area? And they gave me a list of birding guides in that area that I was able to contact and, get involved with as well. So yeah, it's also great. Just a nice bunch of people that, and everybody's just working towards, making birding a making it top of mind and making it a reason to come and visit our area, which is great for me. I really enjoy it.
Well, I can tell you now, Lynette, that I'm super excited to come to Oosteren. And I know that beyond that curtain, there's some curtain there, this imaginary curtain. We're going to step behind that curtain. We're going to check out all this bird life. We're going to check out this nighttime nature walk. And it just gives me a whole new perspective on Oosteren. And I'm so thankful to you for that because it's great when somebody shifts your paradigm, and it's wonderful when you are exposed to something that you never expected in an area. And I think if you're doing that, you're doing something for tourism in the Oosteren precinct. So it's been so great chatting to you. I'm super excited. I've got my pair of binoculars. I'm definitely going to pack it when I head out in that direction. And I'm so looking forward to meeting you in person.
Thank you, Janet. Yeah, and you know what? And you're always welcome. Please let me know when you're in the area. I would love to share it with you, and take you out. And yeah, like you say, show you behind the curtains, because it really is. It's a hidden gem, or the Klein Karoo, beautiful, beautiful area. And I don't think we get enough credit for the area being as beautiful as what it is. So yeah, please do come visit.
Absolutely. I am heading out to Platte and the Eastern Cape doing a road trip in a new SUV that we've bought. So
Lovely.
I'm really looking forward to that. So far, all we've done is we've sort of plotted our route so we can very easily include a trip with you on that itinerary, and we will definitely be in touch when we're heading
Great.
out there.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you for opening up my eyes to all that's Oosteren, Lynette. Looking
That's a
forward
pleasure.
and wishing you all the best, and stay warm and just top up on that hot chocolate and log fire cabin, take blankets and good luck with finding somebody warm and cuddly for the weekend.
Thank you very much.
Take
Oh
care,
goodness.
Lynette. All the best.
Bye bye. Hey, thank
Bye.
you.